Amaziah, son of Joash of Judah, was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem for 29 years. At that time, Jehoash, son of Jehoahaz, was king of Israel. Like Joash his father, Amaziah did what was right in the eyes of the Lord during the early years of his reign, but also like his father, he turned away from the Lord later on in life. At the beginning of his reign, Amaziah feared God. When his rule was firmly established, he executed the officials who had murdered his father, the king. But he did not put the sons of the murderers to death, in accordance with God's commands written in the book of the law of Moses, saying, "Fathers shall not be put to death for their children, nor children for their fathers. Each is to die for his own sins." Amaziah decided to build up his army to defend the country. So he mustered all the men of Judah, 20 years old or more, who were fit for military service, and found that he had 300,000 men able to go to war. He also hired 100,000 fighting men from Israel for 100 talents of silver. But a man of God came to him and said, "O king, these troops from Israel must not march with you, for the Lord is not with Israel. If they go with you, God will defeat you before the enemy, for he has power to help or to overthrow." "But what about the 100 talents I paid for the Israelite troops?" said Amaziah. The prophet replied, "The Lord can give you much more than that." So the king dismissed the hired men and sent them home. The Israelite troops were furious and left in a great rage. On the way back, they raided Judean towns, killed 3,000 people, and carried off great quantities of plunder. Then Amaziah marshaled his army and led them to the south of the Dead Sea, where the Edomites lived. The army of Judah won the victory, captured Selah the capital, and took 10,000 Edomites, whom they threw down from the top of a cliff. Then Amaziah returned home, taking with him the gods of the Edomites, and he began to serve them. The Lord sent him a prophet to say, "Why do you consult these gods, which could not save their own people from your hand?" Amaziah answered, "Have we appointed you an adviser to the king? Leave, or you will die." The prophet replied, "I know that God has determined to destroy you, because you have done this and have not listened to my counsel." Then he left the presence of the king. Amaziah's victorious campaign against the Edomites filled the king with pride. Formerly faithful to God and attentive to the Lord's words, Amaziah became arrogant. He consulted his advisers and sent a challenge to Jehoash, king of Israel. Jehoash had just returned from defeating the Syrians. He had a strong and well-equipped army. So he sent an answer to Amaziah to say, "Can a thistle be compared to a cedar in Lebanon? You have defeated Edom, and now you are arrogant and proud. Stay at home. Why ask for trouble and cause your own downfall, and that of Judah also?" Amaziah, however, would not listen. So the two armies faced each other, and Judah was routed by Israel. Jehoash captured Amaziah and brought him to Jerusalem, where he broke down part of the city wall, took all the gold and silver, and the articles found in the temple of God, with the palace treasures and many hostages. Then he returned to Samaria. Shortly after this victory, Jehoash died, and his son Jeroboam reigned in Israel. Amaziah lived for 15 years after the death of Jehoash, but his people conspired against him in Jerusalem. The king fled to Lachish, a stronghold near the Philistine border, but some men went after him and killed him there. His body was brought back, and he was buried in the city of David, and Azariah, his son, was proclaimed king. Next episode, the prophet Jonah.